From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is spending all day today meeting with Ethiopian Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn in Addis Ababa on the first state visit by a U.S. president to Ethiopia. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Terrorism tops the agenda, especially in light of a recent terror attack in the capital of neighboring Somalia. Development is also high on the agenda. Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, has been rapidly expanding, and the economy of this country has been seeing double-digit growth for the last few years. But Mr. Obama has also warned that he will not mince words on things that are important to him, like human rights, a sore spot for Ethiopia, as the regime has been accused of numerous abuses in recent years, including stifling of the press and harassment of dissidents. These are all sure to make for interesting discussions on Mr. Obama's historic state visit to Ethiopia. Anita Powell, VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
White House has condemned as abhorrent Sunday's car bombing outside a hotel in Somalia that Anita just mentioned that killed at least 9 people, wounded about 20 others. The attack heavily damaged the Jazeera Hotel, considered among the most secure in the city, attack claimed by the Al-Shabaab militant group. Female suicide bombers detonated explosives in Maroua in northern Cameroon and Damaturu, Nigeria, killing at least 35 and wounding dozens of others over the weekend. No one's claimed responsibility for the attacks, but they have the earmarks of Boko Haram, based in northern Nigeria. Boko Haram insurgency has claimed 15,000 lives. This is VOA News. The U.S. is backing Turkey's two-pronged air offensive and artillery strikes against Islamic State militants in Syria, as well as Kurdish rebel targets in Iraq. Meantime, Turkey has called for a special meeting tomorrow with its fellow NATO member states to discuss security concerns. International relations expert Stephen Zunis from the University of San Francisco spoke with VOA about Turkey's actions against the Kurds and the Islamic State, sometimes called ISIS.
The United States and at least some of the NATO allies recognize the PKK, the Kurdish Workers Party, which is engaged in a guerrilla war on and off for decades against the Turkish state. These are much more controversial because the PKK and their close allies, the Syrian-based PYD, have been among the most effective fighters against ISIS.
PKK has said its peace deal with Ankara has lost all meaning after Turkey's recent airstrikes in northern Iraq. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes in Yemen are on hold today at the start of a 5-day humanitarian truce, although intense ground fighting continues in some areas after Houthi rebels rejected the ceasefire. Rebel attacks were reported in parts of the south. Houthi forces held up 16 trucks filled with humanitarian aid from the World Food Program intended for displaced people. Fighting in Yemen has left more than 3,500 people dead since March, and the United Nations says half of those killed are civilians. Gunmen have attacked a police station in the northern Indian state of Punjab near the Pakistani border, killing at least 6. News reports also indicating that police have discovered 5 bombs on railway tracks in the area. India's Home Minister Rajiv Singh told reporters he has ordered increased security along the border with Pakistan in response to the incident. There's no indication of who's responsible for today's attacks. Shootout at a wedding late Sunday in northern Afghanistan's Baghlan province left 21 people dead, several wounded. The local police chief said hostilities between two groups involved in the gunfight had been simmering for many years. Officials said most of the dead were wedding guests between the ages of 14 and 60. And dozens of Afghan police and border officers have defected to the Taliban in the largest mass surrender since the United States and NATO forces ended their combat mission last year. The reinforcements never showed up to help the police when they were under attack, and finally they had no option but to join the Taliban, according to the head of the provincial council in the area. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.